Hallelujah. Let's go to Luke chapter 11. Y'all doing okay? Oh, by the way, as much as I hate to say this, I will say this, and I expect the same courtesy when basketball season comes around. I will humbly say that I'm trying to say this gently. Bless University of Louisville. Bless them with salvation. Yeah. Bless them with all the good things of God. Even Bobby Petrino, in Jesus' name. No, really, I mean, praise the Lord. See, that was hard for me to say, Chuck. Well, there's another season coming up. So, praise the Lord, that's all going to burn up anyway, isn't it? Luke 11, verse 2. We've talked about this some lately, but we're going to talk about it again until we understand it and get it down right. And again, Jesus' disciples came up to him and said, you know, what manner should we pray? How should we? Well, it didn't say, here, pray this prayer every time you get together. It said, how should we pray? Even though I'm all for praying the Lord's Prayer, but that's not what they said. In what manner should we pray? Jesus said to them, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. In other words, praise to your name. Praise to the kingdom of God. When you get up in the morning, I don't know if y'all tried this, but I told you, when you get up in the morning, the first thing before your feet hit the floor, praise you, Jesus. And I hope you were doing that anyway, but sometimes we need to be reminded. Praise you, Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I have to say that verse sometimes like, I will. I will to rejoice, because I don't always feel like rejoicing when that alarm goes off. Do you? You've got to will yourself to rejoice sometimes, don't you? And it's just like Kristen. Now, you know what? If she was feeling a little bit blue this morning, you know what she could have did? Oh, you know, I'm sick and the kids just don't feel good and they're acting, so I'm just going to stay home. But she willed herself to. Sometimes you got to will yourself to do things you don't want to do, but you know that God wants you to do, okay? So our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And this is the one that has really overtaken the church by storm in the last, I'd say in the last 10 years, this part of the verse has got so real in the church that says, your kingdom come, Lord Jesus. Your will be done. And see, what we always didn't think about is where? Right here on earth, just like it is in heaven, on earth. Point to yourself. You're earth, you're dust. You are earth. And God wants to come in, and God wants to move through you and on you, and He wants to use you, because you know what? The Bible says that Jesus came. The Holy Spirit came upon Mary. We're coming up on Christmas. You know, like a song Misty Edwards sings, He's not a baby in a manger anymore. He's not a broken man on a cross. He didn't stay in the grave, and He's not staying in heaven forever. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Well, the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, right? She was a virgin, and I don't watch TV. These sitcoms to me are just pukey. They make me sick even if I was a heathen. I mean, most of them are just garbage. But I saw there's one on now, and I don't know the story behind it or anything. I just figure it's blasphemous. But evidently there's some girl that's a virgin, and she's pregnant. I don't know. Does anybody be embarrassed to tell me what that's all? Is her name Mary even? What is it? Jane the Virgin. Okay. I knew it had to be perverse, but anyway. I don't think that's what happened to Jesus' mom, but yeah, I mean, anyway. Your kingdom come, your will be done. When the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, it said she became with child. It said the Word became flesh, right? And dwelt among us. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was what? The Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were created by Him, and nothing was made that was made without Him, without the Word of God. And guess what, Zoe? Nothing will ever come out of you. There'll never be no kingdom of God come out of you without the Word becoming flesh. Amen. The kingdom of God will never advance in this world without the Word becoming flesh. You said, Jesus already did that. Yeah, He did. He did. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you. Because He has anointed you to preach good tidings to the poor. He has anointed you to bring hope to the brokenhearted. He has anointed you, 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 and you, and you. Everybody here that's born again, born of the Spirit, He has anointed you. The Word has become, Janet, when you, do you know what date you were born again? I don't know either, and people tell me you're not saved, you don't know the date, but that's okay. Mine was somewhere when I was 15 years old, and then I fell away hard, and then it was somewhere when I was about 29. So maybe in October. I don't know. Is that the right month, Donna? About that? I'm really not saved because I don't know. But anyway, the Word tried to become flesh in me. No, the Word became flesh in me. The Word became flesh in Janet, and old things passed away, and everything became new. You still had some baggage, though, didn't you? Not as much as some of us did. But the Word became flesh. The Word of God. If we really believe that prayer when we pray, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Save me, deliver me, free me. Come into my life, Lord. You might have prayed something like that. Lord, I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness. I know I need your blood to wash me. You might have said something just like that. And if you really meant, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, guess what? He did. And He's dwelling there, and He wants out. He don't want to be in your little box. He wants out. And the only way He can do that, so your hands, your feet, your mouth, it's the only way He can do that, your ears. It's the only way He can do that. He's not coming back again to do your job. He came into you through the Holy Spirit, and He's going to finish this great work He's got, this great last day outpouring that He's got. And the thing is He came to the religious folks. He came to the people that had, and they said, I just bought a house. I got to go check out. I got a new wife. I got to go check out. I got to do this. I got to do that. And He said, go out into the highways and the hedgerows and bid them to come in. Amen. To do my work. Could bring them to the wedding feast of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. How far did we get? Your kingdom come. Let's say that. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Point. Right here on earth, like it is in heaven. Y'all believe that? You believe all of that? Yes. You believe He's changed? Yes. Oh. Gotcha! Simon says, He's unchanging. He's unchanging. You know, there was a fellow that came to our church a long time ago, Bill Frazier, awesome man of God, very anointed, very prophetic. And he said one time a statement, I had to sit there and think about it for a while. He said, God is never changing, but God is ever changing. I'm going, wow, that's kind of deep. I can't figure this one out. But I think what I got out of it is God never changes. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. But in our little finite minds, we're just seeing more. We're seeing different facets of God. Hopefully you're seeing different facets of God. Hopefully you're not the same 20 years down the road than you were when you first got born again. And praise God, I'm just born again, just a sinner saved by God. And that's great, we are. But God wants us to go to the next level.
Oh, yes, but new levels?
New devils. New levels, new anointing. That's the way I figure it. I don't think God's going to leave us out there to die. Don't be afraid of the enemy. We dealt with fear last week. Fear will cripple you. Fear will keep you from getting the word of God out. Fear will keep you from succeeding at what God's got laid out for you. Fear will keep you in bed all day if you let it, won't it? Wake up, church. I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking to the church. The church. God said it would be a church without what? Spot or wrinkle. A glorious bride. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, Lord. And the thing about it is, I just thought, you know what? How can we get God's will done if we don't know what God's will is? Amen. Oh, some things are just mysterious, my friend. We can't know the will of God. Well, sure you can. Why do you think he gave you a Bible? You can know what God's will is. What's the attributes of God? He loves you, praise the Lord. He loves you. God is a healer. God is a deliverer, right? Yes, he's a Jehovah Jireh. He's a provider. He's got all those names in the Old Covenant. How much more is he when he come to us in the Holy Spirit? Amen. Your kingdom come, Lord. Your will be done. Right here. I hope y'all will get this. If you will get this, you will do something. Amen. You know what? You ain't going to be, I'm telling you, the days of inviting people, oh, come on out to church. We got a nice church. Praise the Lord. I hope that works for you. But they're not interested in what goes on in these four walls. They go by here every day. They're like, oh, neat. That's a pretty cross up there. That sure is a pretty cross. So, well, praise the Lord. I'm too busy. I don't need that in my life. And they don't realize how their life could be. They just don't realize. You are the only Jesus that most people are going to see. Just like Chuck, I know at your work there's a foreman that come in. And he come up and he put up a dry erase board, right? And he said, now we're going to have prayer requests. If you got prayer requests, write it down up here. And they started praying. And people started seeing answered prayers, didn't they? And like, whoa, they got a bigger board, didn't you? Yeah. Hey, this is it. A grace, a praise list of all answered prayers. Is that awesome? And we're talking just about heathens, like maybe God can do this. Maybe God really can do something. And we act like, oh, I shouldn't use this word, but I'm going to. We act like we're castrated. I'm talking about the church. We can't bring forth life because we're dead. No, you're alive. You're alive. If you are born of the Spirit, you are alive. Old things passed away. Everything become new. You are alive. Put your, I am alive. Come on, I'm alive. I'm not dead. I am alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. And you know what happens with life? Life brings forth life. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Right here. Right here on earth. We talked about this the other day. Give us our day. Give us this day our daily bread. I think most of us got that one down pretty good, don't you? Really, if we don't, God will provide. He really is. He's a provider. He's a provider. First, worship him. Second, pray that he'll work through your life like everything depends on you. And it does, really. I mean, I know God gets things done, but he won't get it done without you being obedient to his word. It just won't happen. Amen. You just, you know. And there are some, listen, and I'm coming against, in Jesus' name, I want y'all to stand up. I repent. Let's say that. I repent of coming under condemnation. Condemnation, you're a foul spirit from hell. And I command you to get off of me in Jesus' name. Condemnation from my past. Condemnation from my mom's side. Condemnation from my dad's side. I renounce you and I command you to leave in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. My past is past and my future is ahead. I can do all things. I will do great things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. And He receives all the glory and all the honor and all the power in Jesus' name. Y'all can sit down. I tell you what, God is good. God is a deliverer. Whoa, baby. I'm glad you held in there.
I'm glad you wasn't in there.
Forgive us. Forgive us our sins. Praise the Lord. Is there anybody in here that's not born again? I think everybody in here is born again. I don't know if everybody's walking close with Him, but I think everybody in here is born again. So when we came to Jesus, what happened? First, you had to realize, Glenna, that you were messed up. You were damaged, right? And I'm not picking on Glenna. She freshly just told you. She was messed up. I can tell you, I was messed up. I can tell you, Jason was really messed up. A lot of y'all was really messed up, and some of y'all were just a little bit messed up. But it really didn't matter because y'all all were going to hell, every one of you. Every one of us was on our way to hell. So, what's the deal? You had to come to that realization that first you were messed up, lost, without hope. You had to come to that realization. Now, some of us are hard-headed, and some of us it took a lot of stuff to bring us to that point to where we'd admit it. But, you know, it's kind of like Alcoholics Anonymous. I never attended those. God set me free, but I know they do a lot of good things. But I think one of the things they say is, do they get up and say, "My name is Mark Avery, and I'm a drunk." Everybody knew that anyway, or you wouldn't be there, right? But it's confessing what you are. Is that even close to correct? I'm an alcoholic. They don't say a drunk, do they? That'd be way too crude. "My name is Mark Avery, and I'm a slobbering drunk." Right? And the thing is you're there with a bunch of other slobbering drunks that have been delivered. It's just like in church. Y'all are a bunch of slobbering ex-sinners, and we're all coming together, and we're all celebrating freedom. And if you don't have freedom, you need to come up and get freedom, because God gives freedom to those who ask. Praise God. That's one of His attributes, right? That's right. For freedom, Christ has set us free. But He'll provide our daily bread. You have not because you ask not. Right? And God, I am convinced that God would prosper. You know, I thank God. I know God is a giver. I know God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. I know He is. And I'm not into Cadillac prayers, and I'm not into, name it and claim it prayers. But I will tell you one thing. I believe God will bless those who will bless the kingdom of God. Amen. I believe if you bless the kingdom of God, you'll be blessed. Amen. Even rich people know that. Even lost people that are rich give money away. And God's principle operates the same way. It operates the same way, lost, found, or whatever. It's reaping and sowing. So we're not going to get into that. You know I'm not into that. We don't pass a plate around. By the way, if anybody's got $10,000, these boxes back here will hold it. So praise the Lord. Be blessed. We won't kick that out, but forgive us our sins. For we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. Praise the Lord. We got to forgive. We got to forgive or we'll be turned over to the tormentors. And boy, can they torment. Glenna was being falsely accused by the tormentors, you know. It wasn't that you'd done anything wrong. Is you've just got to, you got to take authority over those voices. You can't allow them to rule your life, can you? You got to make statements of faith. You read the Word of God. You hear the Word of God, and it'll bring faith on you, and it'll free you. Praise the Lord. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Deliver us from the evil one. Who do you reckon that is? I'm thinking Satan. I'm thinking all his demonic horde, right? So I don't think Jesus would have said, deliver us, if they weren't after us. Would you?
Demons are, you know, they're just for those people out there that are.
No, demons are for everybody. They come to fulfill Satan's mission, which is to steal, to kill, and destroy. And you were built to fulfill God's commission, which was to bring life and life more abundantly, to set free those who are captive. You know, all those things in Isaiah 61 and everything Jesus said. And I'm not telling you guys nothing. You just got to know how dangerous you are. You got to know how dangerous you are to the kingdom of hell. You are dangerous. You're armed and dangerous. But sometimes we act like we walk around like we're armed with one of those little guns that shoot those little soft, what are they called, airsoft. No, man, he has given you a fully automatic Rambo. Is it 50 or 60 millimeter? You know your guns. What did he pack around, Dan? 60? Yeah, shot rounds this big. What a man to stand there and handle that thing. You're armed with that, with no ammunition will ever run out. You are armed with the Word of God. You are dangerous. You're as dangerous as Jesus was when he went into hell and he took the keys. And he didn't take them and go store them in heaven and put them in a book, in a little case. Oh, there's the golden keys of heaven. Aren't they pretty? No, he came and he gave them to everybody that follows God. You have the keys to the kingdom, Aaron. Yes, you're a Marine, but you're much more than a Marine. You're armed and dangerous, the word and the mission of God. And once you get that down, man, nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you but your own voice that you're listening to. So when you hear something, Glenna, you love Jesus, don't you? Don't you? A lot? You want his will done in your life. A lot? What about you, Deb? You love Jesus a lot? You want his will done in your life? So, if you get this voice that says, yeah, you're worthless. You can't do nothing. You're in life. Now, who do you think's voice that is? Is it God's? Does God think you're worthless? Does God think you can't do anything for the kingdom? No, come on, answer me. Will he? Would God ever say that? You're worthless. For God so thought you were so worthless that he gave his only son. No! He knows you can do anything, Glenna. He knows you can do anything, Jason. He knows when you're out on that barge, the kingdom of God has boarded that barge. If you're the only one, the kingdom of God boarded that barge and you hold the keys. You hold the keys. You don't stuff them in your pocket and hide them. You hold the keys. to liberty. Show. Where'd show come from? I hear that all the time. I just thought it sounded good. Show. Show yourself strong, Jesus. Mark 16. I know this is all rehash. Hey, until we start living it, we just got to rehash it and rehash it and rehash it and rehash it. When this building's full and ready to kick that wall out another 50 feet, then we know we're getting it.
Oh, but it's your fault, Pastor.
Oh, no, 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 no. It's not my fault. I'm telling you the truth. God, we're going to see when this... Pastor Geneva came up. I went to... Who did we go see out there? Was it her or somebody else, Donna? Geneva came up to us and took our... Yeah, we just went to a service, and just a Sunday night service. And she took Donna and I by the hand, and she laid hands on us, and she said, "The Holy Spirit just showed me something." Now there wasn't nothing wild going on. There wasn't nothing out of the ordinary. Nobody was rolling in the floor. Nobody was hanging from the ceiling. You know, it was just she just came up and she took our hands and she said, "God showed me that revival is about to hit your church." And you know what she said? She said, "And you know what? All I ask is I can be a part of it." She said, "I do not care where it happens." And I mean, that's the heart of God. And when you get so hungry that you will, yeah, that too, praise the Lord. Amen. I'm just telling you that to encourage you. And it's not limited. We've been praying for this whole corridor from Mount Vernon, Kentucky to Quad Cities, Iowa. Highway 150 and 100-mile radius, there's going to be a great move of God. And I heard somebody say one day, say they'll come looking. People will just come looking. They won't even know about it. They won't have seen it on the internet or nothing. They'll just come looking, and people will say, "What church is it in?" They go, "Take your pick." God is moving in all the churches. And the ones he ain't moving in are just going to be locked up and shut down. Hey, that ain't a bad thing. That's a good thing. That's a real good thing. Don't let it be us, Jesus. We want to be in your will, Lord. Did I say Mark 16? Yeah. A long time ago, didn't I? Jesus said to them, if I butcher this just a little bit, just put up with my paraphrase, but Jesus said, "Go into all the world," which would be liquor store, the barge, Floyd Central High School. I don't know what, Chuck, the name of your company is. Johnson Controls, UPS. FedEx, you know, wherever your homeschool group, your homeschool, praise the Lord, Census Bureau, you know, I'm not going to go through all of them, but that, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Those who believe and are baptized will be saved. Those who believe not will be damned. In the King James, I like that, damned. I think it puts a little more force behind it. And then that's where it usually stops. But he made it very clear. He said, "And these signs." What's a sign for? A sign is for unbelievers. A sign is for lost. You know? And we need that girding up too, by the way. When we see miracles, it, you know, when I've seen a miracle, it has never made me proud or... It has never made me think, "Oh God, look what I've done," because I know that I can't do nothing. When you see God move, when you see somebody completely delivered from something that's undeliverable, is that a word? When you see that, God is glorified. He said, "Those who believe will cast out demons. Kind of what happened to you last, not saying you were possessed by a demon, but you were harassed by demons. And now you're free. Now you're free. We'll speak in new tongues. If a poison snake bites them, it won't harm them. Yeah, it was fulfilled when Paul shook the viper off in the fire, but it didn't say it was fulfilled. It said that's part of the fulfillment. If Paul can shake a snake off in the viper, Jason, if Paul could shake a viper off in the fire, Jason can shake a viper off in the fire, right? Didn't all get fulfilled in the New Testament, guys. Acts never ended. If it did, then we wouldn't have nothing to do but read the Word and just go to heaven. Saved, dead, woo, you're out of here. Well, I mean, you know, that's, what's the purpose? And that's why we live so unfulfilled sometimes. It's like, oh, I'm just waiting for my little corner of glory. Praise the Lord. I'm just, you know, waiting for my little place in heaven. Praise God. I ain't taking nobody with me, but I didn't like them anyway. I don't want to spend the rest of my life. Oh, really, you know? That way we act sometimes, you think we don't like people. But I know we love people. But I know that spirit of fear and condemnation get on us and try to make us unfruitful. Just like you, Zoe, you know what? Not picking on people today. I don't know what you're like at school. I don't know. When you get around your friends, you might be boisterous, but you're kind of a quiet spirit, okay? God has made some people with quiet spirits. We can't get on people, get like me. No, if everybody was like somebody boisterous, you know, you minister out of grace, but God has put some grace in you to minister, you know. And I think you should see a whole bunch of people come to Jesus before you get out of high school. But God wants to live and move and breathe through us. He said they will. And the last one on there is they will pray for the sick. They will recover. Well, then we got choices to make as a church. Right? I'm talking the church. I'm not talking about our church. The church. I think a good idea would be to, we'll have a paintball tournament in here. We'll cover all, no, not yes. We'll have a paintball tournament in here, and there'll be hundreds of people come in because they want to play indoor paintball, and we'll have a fill in the blank. Shut up, Mark. He was getting ready to say something he saw on a marquee. You'd know who it was. When God gives you something to do, it's a good thing. It's a real good thing. But let's just say we had a paintball tournament here. I saw Samuel. You really think that's a thing to do. So maybe that was God. I got a witness. So you get 200 people in here, and you got people splattered with paint all over the place, and the whole room's redecorated. And so Sunday, well, y'all come out to church. They'll go, you going to play paintball? It's like, well, we could start shooting the pastor with a paintball gun, I guess. What I'm saying is you draw a crowd. You can draw your little crowd with whatever you do, but you know what? It's not going to bring them into the kingdom of God. It's not going to bring them into the kingdom of God. On the other hand, Linda, if you were to have a meeting with your Avon people and Miss Jenny came in, Miss Jenny's just crying and weeping, and you've been asking her to come to your church, but no, I like to sleep on Sundays and da-da-da-da-da. whatever it might be. Miss Jenny comes in just weeping. What's wrong, Miss Jenny? Well, I've been diagnosed with terminal cancer. Well, good luck. I hope you got a good doctor and, you know, you really ought to straighten out your... No. Can I pray with you? You take Miss Jenny's hand and you pray the prayer of faith. And Miss Jenny goes to the doctor. And the doctor goes, oh, we've... And they always say this, always. We've made a huge mistake. There really wasn't no cancer there at all. No, really. I've heard that so many times. And God moves and delivers Jenny a cancer. Guess what? Miss Jenny, chances are, Sunday morning, is going to be up, jumping up and down worshiping God. Not only Jenny, but Jenny's family is going to be up, jumping up and down worshiping God. You know, when we see things that can't be faked, like, oh, I got a headache, but I don't have a headache now. Things, when God moves in power, it's going to draw people. And you know what? You can't make it happen, and you can't walk around in guilt when it don't happen. All that God asked you to do was pray for the sick, lay hands on the sick, and the rest is up to Him. You know, the rest is His. And we just, all we've got to do is obey God. And so let's stand up, and I will shut up. Oh, worship team, jump up there right quick and make a joyful noise. I was going to read you something from, so I'll read you something from Psalms while they're getting ready. Listen to this. This is some powerful scripture. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity. Y'all know what blessed means? Happy, joyous, favor of the Lord. Blessed. Even says to be envied. That's blessed. So when you're blessed, it's obvious. Everybody around you knows you're blessed. Is that true? When I kept silent, my bones grew old.
Yep.
Is that what was happening to you? Was your bones getting old?
Oh, man.
When you're silent, when you don't give the word of God forth, guess what? I believe your bones get rotten. I believe your faith gets rotten. I believe that when you release what God has put in you, life comes forth. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. Selah. Think on these things. Meditate on them. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden, I said. I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters they shall not come near him. You are, listen to this, you are my hiding place. You will preserve me from trouble. You will surround me with songs of deliverance. So let's hold our hands up here. Jesus, I thank you. Come on, Jesus. Release songs of deliverance, God. Release songs of deliverance in this worship team, God. Your words, your chords, your notes, your drum beat, God. I thank you that you supernaturally play a song of deliverance through them, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, first you admit you're a sinner. You're away from God. You you've lost your first love, or you're just totally on fire, you know? It's either hot or cold, really, isn't it?
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more.
Listen, listen, the first thing said when I kept silent, when I kept silent, I became bitter, my bones became bitter, my life became bitter, and hopelessness tried to crowd in and take away the presence of God. Listen, right here in your seat right now, just between you and God, just listen to the Holy Spirit. And everyone here has a conscience. Everybody here hears the voice of the Holy Spirit. If you've read the Word of God, you know even a lot more than that. But how many of y'all would hold your hands up and say, I want to please you, God. I want to make you happy, Lord. I want to follow you closely, God. Yes, just tell him, I want to follow you closely, God. Lord, I want to be just like you when I grow up, Jesus. Just like you, Jesus. Now, right now, as the Holy Spirit shows you right now, things in your life that aren't pleasing before God, I just want you to confess to him, just to yourself. Nobody else needs to know that. To yourself, things that the Bible says, the sin that so easily besets you, the sin that so easily draws you away. I want you to confess it right now in Jesus' name. I confess this sin is in my life, God. I confess, Lord, I've tried and I've tried and I've tried, but I've been broken. I've been defeated, and I've almost given up hope. God's saying to you right now, look up, look up, look up, with your eyes closed and your hands raised. Look up to heaven right now. Look up. Look up. Look up in Jesus' name. Look up in Jesus' name. He's looking down on you. He's in you. He's around you. There's angels stationed around you right now to get you through this battle, to give you victory in Jesus' name. Thank you for the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. Thank him. Thank you, Jesus, for shedding your blood for me. Y'all thanking him? Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. Lord, I come against the spirit. Hold your hands up to Jesus. Lord, we come against the spirit of shame. We come against the spirit of shame. And we curse you in Jesus' name. Shame, you will no longer lead me around by the nose. Shame and disappointment, you will no longer lead me around in Jesus' name. Jesus came to heal me. He came to heal me spirit, soul, and body. deliverance, Lord. I thank you for the wind of deliverance to blow over our lives right now, Jesus. Blow on us, Jesus. Blow on us, Jesus. Wash me, Jesus. Wash me, Jesus. Fill me, fill me, fill me, Lord. Fill me with more of you. Jesus, Jesus, you came to free us, Lord. You came to free me, Lord. I come into agreement with your word, Lord. I come into your agreement with your word, Lord. I am a child, I am a child, I am a child. I am a son, I am a daughter, Lord. You laid it down for me. I am a child of the Father, Lord. I am a child of the Father, Lord. I am not illegitimate. My birth was for real. I have a daddy, and he's a good one. Daddy God, oh, Chardin. Shower down your forgiveness, Lord. Oh, Lord, let my ears say what you say, Lord. I am proud of you, son. I am proud of you, daughter. You were made in my image, according to my likeness. And I have good plans for you. I have great plans for you. I have good plans for you. I have a destiny and a purpose. I have a destiny and a purpose for you, child. Just everybody, just with your hands raised, with your eyes closed, right now, I do. The Bible says those who believe will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. If you believe, just say, I believe. I believe, Jesus. I just feel like somebody, maybe more than one, but you're dealing with either skin cancer or the fear of it. It's been stirring in you and you're... I want you to just lay your hands on that part you're concerned about. It doesn't even have to be skin cancer. It could be breast cancer. It could be the fear of it. But just lay your hands on there and say, in the name of Jesus, I speak life. In the name of Jesus, I speak life. By your stripes, Lord Jesus, I am healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If anybody, if you would like personal prayer for any physical, there's power in agreement. So if you'd like somebody to agree with you for anything, please come up here. Take a step out. If you got that besetting sin that just keeps knocking you down every time you get up, come up here. We'll agree together. Jesus. 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 You just want more of Jesus. Come up here and receive more of Jesus. More of you, Jesus. More of you, Jesus. More of you, Jesus. Lord, bless these folks, God. Bless them coming out. Bless them going out. Bless them coming in. Bless them with the goodness of God, the presence of God, the power of God in their lives, Jesus. Bless them with souls. Bless everything that they touch. Be blessed in Jesus' name, God. Send your revival fire out through these people, God. Send your revival fire out through these children who have been redeemed and saved by the blood of the Lamb, God. Multiply, Lord.